from July, the Waikato will be the focus of a team targeting organised crime. Raids this week saw police arrest 35 people, including senior members of the Comancheros, the Mongol Mob and the Headhunters. Speaking to Morning Report on Wednesday, Detective Superintendent Greg Williams said police believe the Waikato Comancheros and Waikato Mongol Mob are working as one, and Hamilton is a hub of crime.
Devices were being used by Mongol Mob members along with Waikato Comanchero that were engaged in significant drug dealing and importation. In our view, they were working as one. We see Hamilton as quite a significant hub. And in fact, the plan is to put another 700 staff in organised crime, which the National Organised Crime Group is obtaining an amount of that. So, yeah, we'll be putting a team into Waikato.
Hamilton Mayor Paula Southgate joins us now. Welcome to the program. How do you feel about Hamilton being described as a hub of crime?
Well, nobody would welcome that news, but I have to say that we have a significant part of the majority part of the population of New Zealand and the central North Island in and around Hamilton and up to Auckland, and we're a corridor between major places, between Auckland, Tauranga and Taranaki, for example. So it doesn't surprise me that there's a share of organised crime going on here in Hamilton. But, of course, no mayor would be happy about that.
And you are going to get attention, a special team targeting on organised crime. Have police spoken to you at all?
I have a liaison with police on a regular basis, and so I do keep up with this. And, yes, we've talked about it. And the way I understand it is we're catching up with what other parts of the country have already got. We're getting a group focused on serious supplies of drugs and organised crime, a special group of people to deal with that. And I think that's welcome news.
The people of Hamilton, have you been aware of this growing presence of organised crime, or has it been very much under the radar?
No, I personally haven't been aware. I've had some conversation over the last 6 months with the police, noting that there is an increased visibility of some gangs in Hamilton. But organised crime is very mobile, and it also does tend to run below the radar. These are the people who are harming our people the most. These are serious supplies of drugs. And so we've been talking to the police about how we participate and help people to understand how to prevent this. So, I think we're getting what we deserve with some extra police in Hamilton. I welcome that. And I really applaud them for their prevention focus, taking out the big leaders of organised crime, but also working to prevent crime in our community. Can only be good.
So last year, you optimistically said you wanted to make Hamilton the safest city in New Zealand. When you have then the police coming out this week going, sorry, you're actually a hub of organised crime, does it sort of leave you a bit bemused as to where to go from here?
Well, what I understand, not really. We haven't been an unsafe city. It's still safe for people to move around. And we're talking about undercover gangs who are by stealth moving drugs around the entire country. And even, of course, internationally, there has been an attention on organised crime. It happens everywhere. So what I do welcome is the fact that the police are going to have a presence in here and attack this organised crime head on and keep Hamilton in that safe city mode.
Does the council have any role to play? You've obviously had liaison, talked to the police, but is there anything the council can do?
We do have a number of programs in place. We do work with the police in terms of environmental design to avoid crime. So as we're building new areas of our city, we design them in a way that reduces the opportunity for crime. We're working at some prevention, community prevention. We have our city safe officers that patrol our CBD plus also other commercial areas around the city and have their eyes on what's going on. And we also have Kiwi Patrols, which is a voluntary group who work very closely with the police and who are out about in their vehicles overnight. Just, again, being a pair of eyes on the street and alerting the police to what they see. They find stolen vehicles, for example, and return them. They see unusual activity and they call it into the police, and the police are able to then focus their attention on those matters.
So more eyes out there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Hamilton's Mayor Paula Southgate.